KNW Mobile.
WK4 VWAO. What you doing, boy? You ain't headed home that quick, are you?
Need to do on that, getting all that FPV set up ready for tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I thought you pretty much had it ready to go.
I got to go over checklist, and I got to build the flight plans, the automated flight plans that it's going to fly at different distances, that kind of stuff. It's computer work.
Nah, but nah, I thought you were going to do not a programmed flight path, but a distance run.
Precise if I do the distance run with a pre-programmed flight path. I can go out 100, 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, and I can control the altitude precisely as I control the distance out precisely. And all I got to do is push the auto button, and it does that. It'll make each one of those trips for me. I just select which one and press the auto button, and away it goes.
That's the plan, Stan. All right, listen, as far as my ability to spot, do I need to bring a set of binoculars or a good set of a spotting scope?
No, we're not going to go out that far. You should, I mean, one of the rules is that you have to be able to see it with your naked eye.
Okay, all right. Well, fortunately, I don't even need glasses past, well, about 8 feet out now. that distance from my nose used to be half the length of my arm. Then it got to be the length of my arm. Now it's at 8 feet. But past 8 feet, I'm very good vision. So that's good. That's good.
The better. And if you're ever in doubt, you can always look at the monitor and reorient, and then look, based on what you see in the monitor, you know, what you'll be looking at, what it's looking at, and you can say, oh, okay, it's looking at that house, so you know where to look if you ever lose it. Like if somebody calls you and you turn your head, and then you turn your head back and you don't see it, you can look at the monitor to help you orient.
There you go. Well, good. Well, I just had a Spartanburg County Sheriff's Department guy pull out behind me. He doesn't look like he's coming after me for anything. I don't think I've done anything. But he sure whipped out there quick. Maybe he's going to see his girlfriend.
What's speeding? I don't think the sheriff cares about speeding unless it's, like, really, really bad.
What stop sign, which I did stop for, so... And he hasn't said anything yet, so I guess I'm all right. I'm a fairly docile driver.
I used to have a radar detector in my car, and like for 10 years I left it in there running, beeping at me all the time, annoying as could be. And every time it went off, I looked down at my speedometer, I was going under the speed limit, so I finally took that thing out, and I haven't regretted it since. Use Waze instead. I guess the older you get, the less in a hurry you get, even when you're in a hurry.
Yep, yep. Well, I still run a GPS, even though I've got my phones and I got everything else in the book, but the GPS has a traffic recorder built into it, so that's the only reason I keep it in the truck. As a matter of fact, I've had it long enough. The GPS, it's a Garmin, it's a good one. And I've had it long enough now, I've got to get either a new suction cup or figure out a new way to mount it.
Repurpose one of my old Hero, GoPro Heroes, in a gimbal or something like that. I've tried to put those in the dash before, like with a suction cup or with something, you know, a board that's got bean bags full of lead shot in them to keep it from moving around. But you always get a lot of high vibration in them. I haven't figured out how you get away from that vibration.
KN4VWA. That, sir, is a $20 question. I used to have a suction cup, and Wow, somebody's flying a larger aircraft over at Campobello. I pulled into my driveway and I could see it over there at their field. But I used to have a suction cup mount for my GoPro that I'd put on the side of the Mustang. And I really did not have that much of a problem. And my GoPro's getting old now.
The Hero 5s, I had a 3 and a 4. And the 4 went through a crash. So it worked, but it had issues. So I got 2 5s to replace them. And the 5s have better stabilization in them. I don't know what they're up to now. I think they're over 10 or 11 or 12, something like that. But the 5s have a whole lot better internal stabilization, because when I'm flying on the TBS Go Discover, it used to have jello in the screen. And when I was flying out in the back, I went and compiled a picture in a picture, you know, what the video was sent back versus what the GoPro recorded, and there was no jello in there. Jello meaning it looks like the screen is a bowl full of jelly wobbling around.
I tried to use it on my Harley one time, and that's exactly what I got. Just wiggly squiggly. And I never have found a way to mount it on my Harley to effectively use it. I guess that's why you see these people riding, and they put them on their helmets most of the time.
That reminded me of something when you said putting it on the Harley. I ordered a new, so 6 years ago I had video transmitters that I used to, cameras are tiny, cameras were like the size of your little finger, but the video transmitter was like the size of a dollar bill cut four ways, right? That's its aspect ratio, and they were big, they were thick, like a quarter inch thick. Nowadays those things are about the size of a quarter. I could put one of those and one of those little cameras on the Bloody Wonder and show that on the monitor screen. That would be pretty cool. As agile as that Bloody Wonder is, I don't know. Maybe it'd make your stomach turn upside down. I don't know. But I was thinking that opens up a lot of possibilities with those things as tiny as they're making them now.
On the Bloody Wonder, would that not the size of a? Well, no, you're talking about that small camera. Yeah, that would be pretty cool. I don't know why I was thinking GoPro on that Bloody Wonder. I'm not sure you could get a Bloody Wonder to fly right with a GoPro on it.
Heavy, even though they're really light, it's still way too heavy for a Bloody Wonder. GoPro would be. But these other things are, they're not very heavy at all. The ones that are the size of a quarter, they're not much thicker than a quarter. It does have a 5.8 gigahertz mushroom antenna, but the size of the mushroom might be the same diameter as your index finger. It's not very big at all.
All right, well, listen, it didn't take me no time to get home. I left at 2:47, and I pulled in at 2:57. So that's about 10 minutes to get in and out over there. That ain't bad at all. Matter of fact, that's just... I know it's a farther distance, but, you know, it might take me 5 minutes more to get down there to Foothills than it does to go over to Campobello, and that was nice over there today. We just had the run of the place. I know it's not always going to be that way, but that was nice.
It'll be that way tomorrow. That's the way WCRC was. If you went out, and it's the biggest club, it's the biggest RC club around, and, you went out on Saturday, sometimes you'd have the whole Saturday to yourself. But you go out on Sunday, and you'd be lucky to get one flight in all day long.
Wow. Listen, when you said 500, 1,000, and 1,500, and 2,000, is that feet, or is that yards, or what was that?
It can be meters. You can make it whatever unit of measurement you want to use, but I use feet on all my quads and hexes. It's just, and that's because I equate 5,280 to a mile. So I use the English system, so I use feet. You can't equate yards to a mile. I can't. Yards to a mile or meters to a mile or anything like that. I just need to be able to convert like into a half a mile or an eighth of a mile, that kind of thing. And with feet, you can do that really easy in your head.
Make a suggestion. If it is crowded over there at Foothills tomorrow, and it is crowded at Campobello tomorrow. You know I have 1,600 feet from the back of my house clear open to Newcut Road. Realize that?
I forgot all about that. That is a really good idea. Maybe we could just do, maybe that's what we ought to do.
Well, I mean, hey, man. It's wide open. We could certainly do that. Yeah, well, I mean, we'll just play it by ear, and I'll meet you at Foothills first, and then if you want, if it's, you know, if there's several people flying, we'll just come on over here, okay?
That sounds like a good plan. Well, we'll take that route, and I am at home now, too, so not too far behind you, pretty equal distance. Anyway, I'm going to unload and go in the house. Enjoy the rest of the day. KN4VWA, W4DJW.
Dave, as always, buddy, thank you. And I'll probably get on that programming on that receiver tomorrow evening after we get through flying yours. So, all right, 73, KN4VWA, clear after your final.
W4DJW, clear.